This is Fresh Air. By coincidence, three veterans of three different pop genres have just released new albums. Rhythm and blues singer Etta James, reggae singer Toots Hibbert, and blues singer and guitarist Willie Dixon. They have little in common with each other, other than exerting strong influences on their respective genres. But our rock critic Ken Tucker says each has come up with engaging music at a time when they might have been written off as has-beens.
Anyone who saw the recent Chuck Berry concert film Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll knows that Etta James is alive and well as an R&B singer. Now in her 50s, she spent the past three decades bringing her big voice to bear on everything from gospel music to Randy Newman. Too often in the past, her eclecticism has been her undoing. There's been no center to her music, just an impressive leaping from style to style. Etta James's new album, 7 Year Itch, pins her down with modern soul music. And as a result, she sounds confident and artistically liberated on a song such as Breaking Up Somebody's Home.
Last night I cried so hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't stand the vibration, oh, my heart just won't stand still.
Willie Dixon is most famous as a songwriter, not a performer. As part of Muddy Waters' band in the 40s and 50s, Dixon wrote such influential songs as I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man and I Just Want to Make Love to You. This new album, Hidden Charms, reminds me of those well-meaning but mediocre collaborations that used to occur in the 60s and early 70s, when earnest white rockers would help a veteran black performer cut a record in the hope of attracting the pop audience. In this case, Hidden Charms was overseen by T-Bone Burnett, a critic's darling for his own albums, and as the producer for the band Los Lobos and Roy Orbison. Burnett and Willie Dixon have chosen a series of lesser-known songs from Dixon's repertoire and have recorded them with a straightforward clarity. Unfortunately, Dixon has never been much of a singer, and as for the material, well, there are frequently good reasons why some songs by even excellent artists remain lesser-known. Still, as a modern blues album, there are a few cuts here that give contemporary whippersnappers like Robert Cray a bold challenge.
I'm going across the cross side. I'm going to cheat the cheater. I'm going to use the user and then beat the beater. You can't mess with the messer. The messer gonna mess with you.
That's Willie Dixon and Don't Mess with the Messer. The youngest member of this trio of music veterans is Toots Hibbert. Now in his 40s, this Jamaican singer has been making reggae music for over 25 years. When reggae was receiving its big commercial push in the mid-70s, Toots and his band the Maytals released one of the most powerful reggae albums ever, Funky Kingston. In America, Toots never made the kind of impact that Bob Marley and Jimmy Cliff did, but he was by far the more interesting singer and was heavily influenced by American vocalists such as Sam Cooke and Otis Redding. Toots in Memphis is a kind of concept album that organizes itself around Toots's American influences. As the title implies, Toots went to Memphis, and he made an album there that mingles soul and reggae without diluting either form.
Really love the rain against my window, bringing back freedom memories. I feel a pain when I remember how sweet it used to be when we were together. Everything was so grand, yeah. Now that we parted, if it's one shout, I got to shout, I got to say.
That's Toots Hibbert's interpretation of the old Ann Peebles hit, I Can't Stand the Rain. All three of these albums exist outside the commercial mainstream. It would be a wild fluke if any of them became a hit, and only Toots Hibbert's record really deserves it. But then again, what's best about these albums is that they suggest lives in music that go beyond careers spent in pursuit of stardom. At this point, these singers are in it for the art as well as for the money.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Here's Toots Hibbert's version of Al Green's Love and Happiness from the album Toots in Memphis.
The phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah. She's talking about she can make it right, yeah. Well, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody.
Fresh Air.